Chapter 48.
Parul is unique among the colours, Tia's tutor said, and it is uniquely dangerous.
Tia scowled. She thought that despite being the weakest and the worst colour, at least Parul wouldn't get you killed, or drive you mad. Then she scowled again, because they were standing in one of the Blackguard's training halls. It was dinner time, and there weren't many scrubs in the hall. Mostly it was inductees from the classes ahead of Tia's, but Kruxer was nearby, kicking his shins methodically up against a post. He'd told Tia once that it lightly broke the bones in the shin, and that the body responded by building them up ever tougher. He'd shown her his lumpy shins. It was impressive, and kind of gross. She thought it was the greatest thing she'd ever seen. But right now, he'd slowed his training, obviously eavesdropping.
"What's dangerous about it?" Tia asked.
Her private tutor, Marta Martens, was more than 50 years old, ancient for a drafter. Wavy dark hair gone platinum, olive skin, top front teeth missing.
"That you go blind or burn to death?"
Tia took a sharp breath.
"How is that all?" "To see Parul, you have to dilate your pupils much, much more than most people can. You can do this consciously, yes?"
Magister Martens sucked at her thin upper lip.
"Yes, mistress." "Do it. I need to see."
It took Tia a moment. It was hard to relax your eyes as far as Parul demanded when you were tense, but then it came.
"Good," Magister Martens said. "Now back to normal. Assume you've never seen your own eyes in a mirror when you've done that. No? Watch."
The woman stared at Tia, and her eyes dilated unnaturally wide, the iris a tiny band of brown around a huge pupil. Tia made a move of appreciation.
"That's to see sub-red," the old drafter said.
Then her pupils flared again, stretching the sclera itself, her entire eye going an eerie black, pushing the white to nothingness. Tia flinched and shrank back. The woman's eyes went back to normal in a blink.
"That's what your eyes look like when you're viewing Parul," addressed Tia. "Our eyes themselves are different. The lens is far more malleable. Blessed by Orholam to see differently. Can you see superviolet?"
"No, and I'm colourblind red-green."
"Best to get it out right away."
"Unfortunate.
Are you?"
"Colourblind? No, but it's more common among us. We can see a vast spectrum of light far more than other drafters, but that doesn't necessarily overlap with what others see. My own mistress's master, Shyam Rasad, was completely blind in the visible spectrum, but navigated perfectly with sub-red and Parul. But dangers. First, the physical. If you dilate your eyes so much in bright light too often, you will go blind. Slowly, usually, but you need to take extreme care with mag torches and bright sunlight. Now, enough talk. Let's see what you can do."
So they began practicing. Magister Martens asking Tia what she could see, drafting substances of her own, picking out sources distant and near, asking Tia to draft it herself. The Parul, as Magister Martens explained it, was more like a gel than anything, albeit a gel that was lighter than air. It made good markers because the gel floated and frayed apart, constantly emitting Parul light.
"So you made the markers for my mistress," Tia said.
She was stupid not to have realized it earlier. Of course the woman had. There weren't exactly hundreds of Parul drafters around. The woman's face went very still.
"How many of us are there?"
Tia asked.
"Only two right now," Magister Martens said.
She looked to either side as she spoke, glancing nervously over at Kruxer, who was still pretending to be working out, without moving her head.
"You and me."
"But that can't be right," Tia said.
"I saw a man craft solid Parul and..."
Marta Martens hissed, actually hissed. Tia froze up. Magister Martens smoothed her features and calmly walked toward the exit, beckoning Tia to join her. When they were out into the huge, bright underground cavern beneath the Chromeria, she went around the corner of the building where they couldn't be seen. When Tia joined her, she saw the woman was livid.
"I don't know what you thought you saw," Magister Martens said, "but you are never to speak of it again. Do you understand?"
I'm sorry, but no," Tia said.
"You don't need to understand. You need to be silent, especially about such things."
"No,"
Tia said.
You're my tutor. Teach me. I need to know everything if I'm to get into the Blackguard. You can't hold back on me. I can, and I will. You are my discipula. You will obey me. Then I'll take my questions to Commander Ironfist.
The woman went grey.
I want you to think very carefully about what you're considering, young lady. Going to someone I trust, someone in authority over me, with a simple question, that's what,
Tia said, getting angry.
Tell me what you think you saw. Quietly.
So Tia did. Magister Martens was shaking her head even before Tia was finished.
No. No, I've tried to make Parol solid 1,000 times 1,000. It doesn't work that way.
But what if it did? Tia said.
Yes, exactly,
Marta Martens said. Tia lifted her palms, more mystified than angry now. Maybe drafting Parol really did make you crazy. Magister Martens looked around again, though there was no one to overhear them.
Think about what you're suggesting. A colour that's invisible to nearly everyone, even every drafter. A colour that could kill without leaving a mark, without leaving any evidence, that looked like a natural death. Please use your tiny brain to think about how people would react to such magic.
Tia licked her lips. They would react exactly as she had. With terror.
Any time someone dies mysteriously, it becomes the fault of a Parol drafter. Anytime some obese noble keels over from a burst heart, people whisper that it's the work of his enemies. And every noble has enemies, and most of them are fat. Think first about what that does to nations, when any death could have been an assassination. Then think what that does to Parol drafters. When the Office of Doctrine sent out Luxors to stamp out Parol drafters, they weren't authorized solely or even mainly because the Spectrum thought we were heretics.
The Office had sent Luxors after Parol drafters?
So it does work. You're admitting it,
Tia said, despite her tight throat.
I'm admitting nothing. I've never seen solid Parol, and I can't make it. I don't believe it can be done. There were some of us, hundreds of years ago, who worked for the Order of the Broken Eye. Assassins. I think they probably killed with poisons, but by claiming that they could kill invisibly and without leaving any trace, they got many more contracts. But then, when people did die, it got out of control. That's why there aren't any Parol drafters anymore, you fool girl. Not because it doesn't work, but because everyone fears it might work better than it actually does. That's why we're still perilously close to being called heretics, why the libraries have been scrubbed of references to us, and why the present White has had to fight so hard to rein in the Office of Doctrine. She believes all light is Orholm's gift. But there are the superstitious people in every age. They call it dark light, Orolam, hidden light. They say it is a gift from the Lord of Darkness, a darkness that can only be driven away with fire. Do you understand? A darkness that can only be driven away with fire!
Burnings, Tia said quietly. Magister Martens seemed abruptly calm.
I met her once, you know. The White. She apologized. She said that drafters treat Parol drafters like the benighted treat all drafters. Said she was working to overcome it, but that it would be a labour of several generations. A good woman. Don't you dare overturn all her work with foolish rumours. We may never have such a friend in the Chromeria again. This is bigger than you and me. This is for generations yet to come. Your mistress has already asked me all sorts of questions, and I've had to lie 1,000 ways to convince her you were delusional. When next you meet her, you tell her that just before you came to see her you saw the Parol again. Describe it as a streak, but that there was no one there, that it originated from thin air. Be confused, and if she asks, tell her you haven't asked me about this yet, but you will, that you never said anything to me about the dead woman. I've told her that Parol drafters tend to see streaks at times, that it's a side effect of our drafting. You're to make her believe that what you saw was a coincidence, because if you don't, our kind will be purged again.
Yes, Magister.
Then let's get to work. I want to see how far away you can place a beacon, and how tight a beam you can use to see through clothing,
Magister Martens said.
Magister,
Tia said,
how does it work? I mean, how does it supposedly work? I'll never speak of it again, I promise, but please.
The older woman sucked on her thin lips. She looked around again.
In the stories,
If she had the knowledge and tremendous will, a drafter could sharpen Parrel not only to a solid, but into a needle so fine a person wouldn't feel it poke them. The drafter would then make a tiny stone inside their target's blood and release it. Supposedly that eventually causes apoplexy, a stroke, the chirurgeons call it now. But there's no reason Parrel should hurt anyone. I've cut myself and touched Parrel to my blood. It isn't poisonous.
But you're describing exactly what happened, Tia said. At the woman's glower, she lowered her voice.
Sorry. And I'm telling you that you must have read the same story I did and forgotten it. Hallucinations are not uncommon among exhausted drafters. We who work with light sometimes have our eyes do strange things.
Tia couldn't believe the woman's willful blindness. She struggled to maintain a respectful tone.
Magister, does my mistress think it can be done? Does she believe you or me? Does she want me to do that to someone?
Magister Martens looked like she'd swallowed vinegary wine.
I know two things about your mistress. She's more interested in who she can take to her bed than she is in dusty old tomes in forbidden libraries she'd have to pay a fortune to gain access to. Dangerous knowledge is often hidden under ponderous grammar and obscurantist vocabulary. She hasn't the patience to sift through mysteries. Everyone's heard silly stories about dark drafters and night weavers. No one knows any more that those stories are about us, which is why it behooves us not to remind them, which is why I'd like you to wear darkened spectacles whenever you draft Parrel publicly, or to always draft quickly so that no one sees your eyes.
And the second thing? Tia asked.
There are those who can savour a silent victory. Your mistress is not one of them. She's not looking for quiet ways to kill the Giles. But when she figures out whether helping the Prism's bastard or hurting him will hurt the Giles more, you can expect to be used, no matter what it costs you or her. She's insane with hatred, so don't get too close to that boy Kip. You'll probably have to betray him.